The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports the United States is on the brink of a longevity revolution. The first generation of those babies born after World War II, the baby boom generation, is already turning 60. In two more decades, one out of every five Americans will be elderly. Many children of Alzheimer's patients, like Fran Hershkowitz, are wary about what lies ahead.
It's frightening to think that one day this is going to be me.
In recent years, scientists have looked at preventive measures that people can take to delay the onset of this progressive memory loss. There is no cure, but keeping both mind and body active seem to hold the most promise. Now, studies show that exercise makes a significant difference. In the laboratory, one group of mice was allowed to exercise. The other group was not. Autopsy results of the active mice showed they had 50 to 80% less plaque in the brain than sedentary mice. The plaque is what erodes memory. At present, there is no confirmed diagnosis of Alzheimer's in humans without an autopsy after death. But medical experts say what is learned from the mice studies can be adapted to humans. Raising the heart rate for at least 30 to 45 minutes, at least 2 to 3 times a week, does lower the risk of Alzheimer's, says Dr. Ronald Peterson of the Mayo Clinic.
Regular physical exercise is probably the best means we have of preventing Alzheimer's disease today. Better than medications, better than intellectual activity, and better than other supplements and diet.
Because family and genetic history are so directly linked to this disease, many people, like Fran Hershkowitz, are hoping that daily exercise will be a lifesaver for them. Melinda Smith, VOA News.